Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Started like this.
I speak the language of business. I know how jobs are created.
But it ended like this. One of the worst economic records in the country. When Mitt Romney was governor, Massachusetts lost 40,000 manufacturing jobs, a rate twice the national average, and fell to 47th in job creation, fourth from the bottom. Instead of hiring workers from his own state, Romney outsourced call center jobs to India. He cut taxes for millionaires like himself while raising them on the middle class and left the state $2.6 billion deeper in debt. So now, when Mitt Romney talks about what he'd do as president,
I know what it takes to create jobs.
Remember, we've heard it all before.
I know how jobs are created.
Romney economics. It didn't work then, and it won't work now.
There's a new ad from the Obama campaign, once again shockingly attacking Mitt Romney on his record as the governor of Massachusetts. Presidential race. We start off this hour again in the Talk Radio Countdown Show. With that as our focus, I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in from CNN. Frederica Whitfield talked to political analyst John Avlon and Anna Navarro about the latest attacks on Romney's record and if he's actually trying to distance himself from the years he served as governor of Massachusetts.
John, let me begin with you, because you wrote in a CNN op-ed that you thought Mitt Romney is dismissing his role as Massachusetts governor. He's talking more about his business credentials. Is this a mistake, or is this smart strategy?
Well, it's a contradiction in his strategy, because he's running for president as an executive, touting his executive credentials as head of Bain Capital. But he's not talking about his one time in government when he was chief executive of the state of Massachusetts. And that's in part because he ended up being governor for only one term, not running for re-election. And his core legislative achievement was individual mandate-driven health care reform, something he didn't want to talk about during the Republican primary for obvious reasons. And by the end of his term, he was already off running for president, running as head of the Republican Governors Association. So something that's core to his central pitch, which is that he's an executive who can get things done, he's focused on one side of his career, the private sector, and ignoring the public sector experience entirely.
So, Anna, how far away could Romney get from his time as Massachusetts governor, especially when he is criticizing what he's been calling Obamacare? If Obamacare was modeled after the Massachusetts health care plan, that has Romney's name all over it.
I don't think he can get very far from it, and I don't think the Obama campaign is going to get him let him get very far from it. And as the Obama campaign starts enforcing the Massachusetts record, you're going to see Mitt Romney defend that record and Mitt Romney talk about that record. And it's not a record that's shabby. When you look at it and you contrast it with what's going on with the Obama administration, Romney had a 4.7 unemployment at the end of his term. Right now we're at 8.2 unemployment. So if you just contrast those two numbers over and over again, that's the mantra he's got to keep on from now through November.
But then that's the quandary. If it's a glowing record, that's the quandary. If it's a glowing record, then why would Romney want to distance himself from that? Why wouldn't he use that to his advantage?
I don't think he's distanced himself from it. I think what John said is right, and it was the natural course for a Republican primary. What distinguished him from the nine other candidates in the Republican primaries was really his business experience. It's something that sells well, the business experience. It's very well received by a Republican base. And I think he was emphasizing that more. That's why we've seen that dominate the narrative, why the Obama campaign has been criticizing that. But as this shifts into this new stage of the campaign, a general campaign, I think all his record, his personal record, his financial record, his Massachusetts record, his Maine record, all of it will be up for grabs.
So, John, you've been smiling about this. Why?
Yeah. Well, because he still has a fundamental problem. If you're running to say, I'm going to be the leader of the United States government, your leadership of when you had your one shot to be chief executive of the state absolutely matters. And the problem is that because he immediately almost took his eye off that ball in Massachusetts, he didn't try to turn around Massachusetts. He was focused primarily on passing that one critical piece of legislation and then running for president. And he was really out of the state around two-thirds of the time once in his last year when he was already the head of the Republican Governors Association. So it's a hard sell to say, look, I have experience, I know how to turn around the country, and here's what I did in Massachusetts, I could do that for America, if that story of what you did in Massachusetts is largely incomplete.
All right, also in the political world, the recall in Wisconsin, let's talk about that next here on the Countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our start?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
The heart health benefits are enormous. Thankfully, the MegaRed soft gel is not. MegaRed 100% pure omega-3 krill oil from Schiff. Just one small MegaRed per day supports your heart health. And unlike fish oil soft gels, MegaRed soft gels are easy to swallow with no fishy smell or aftertaste. Big heart health benefits. One small soft gel. MegaRed omega-3 krill oil from Schiff.
Erica doesn't know what to get her tech-savvy husband for Father's Day, so I called her.
Hello, this is Erica.
Hey, this is Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hi, how are you?
So what kind of phone does your husband have?
A little flip phone.
Does it embarrass you?
Of course it does.
So did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some great plans?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Walmart's got the Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket from AT&T and the Samsung Galaxy S Blaze from T-Mobile. Both are amazing.
Wow.
Would this make up for all the bad ties?
Definitely.
Now see for yourself. Have a Walmart wireless center.
Participants were compensated for their time.
Back with the focus on the presidential race here on the Countdown, here our host Richard Day and Deborah Feinstein talking to Charlie Matheson from Politico.com about the recall election in Wisconsin and how it may affect, interestingly enough, the presidential race.
The battle over Governor Scott Walker's agenda has attracted millions of dollars from out of state. Campaign volunteers from across the country are there. And, of course, there's been months of concentrated attention from the two major political parties. The only voices that matter will be those of the voters deciding whether to keep Walker or fire him and hand his job to the mayor of Milwaukee.
So how close is this one going to be?
Oh, this one's incredibly close. This is a contest where millions of dollars have been spent to persuade very few people because the battle lines have been so hardened. It's almost like a trench warfare over a very small piece of land. And if you take a look at the polls, Governor Scott Walker has been at about 50% or 49% for about 3 months, and his numbers never move. So this is a really tight race.
Now, this recall vote was sparked by legislation several months back that removed most collective bargaining rights from state workers. If Walker is voted out, or if he remains in office, what happens to the labor movement in the state and perhaps the labor movement in America as well?
Well, I think it's going to be viewed as a very big blow to the labor movement if Scott Walker is able to win, because this was really a centerpiece of their efforts for more than a year now. There were recalls last year. There were legislative recalls this time around. There is the governor's recall. There is the lieutenant governor's recall. All of this is sparked by the collective bargaining efforts, and labor has poured so many of its resources in there, both in terms of cash and in terms of boots on the ground. And to lose a race like this, I think, would be incredibly demoralizing on the eve of the November election.
The national implication for this outcome?
Well, one of the implications will be that other governors might be emboldened to follow the same kind of agenda that Scott Walker has followed. I think in the past they may have other governors that may have been interested in pursuing some of those policies might have held back because of the backlash against Scott Walker. But I think if he's able to survive, it's going to send a message that you can pursue those kind of austerity measures and still survive as a politician.
President Obama's reluctance to step into this race, smart move or political cowardice?
Well, I think you'd find a lot of people that would say each of those, because it's always a tough call for a politician, and particularly for a president, to weigh in a race like this, because any kind of expenditure of political capital has to be looked at very, very cautiously. And I think in this case, the president certainly doesn't want to be associated with a race that the Democratic candidate is already behind in. And I think had maybe Barrett been in the lead, he might have been a little bit more incentivized to go into Wisconsin. But having said that, there's still some effort by the DNC and OFA to get involved in the race, but the president himself has stayed away.
Instead of looking at the latest polls, talk host Nancy Kamen and John Webster talked to psychic Ray Sett, who looks into the stars for how he believes the presidential race will turn out.
So you have the natal charts, the birth charts for both Mitt Romney and Barack Obama, right?
Yes, I do. That is correct.
All right, now, before we go any farther here, Ray, I got to know. Are you a registered Democrat or a registered Republican or an independent, or do you want to keep that to yourself?
I am independent.
Okay.
Independent. Right. So you're, and let's say that you are reading a chart, so you really are following what you're seeing there, and it has nothing to do with
your political bent.
Politically.
That is correct. I look at the astrological energies, the possibilities, but also I also connect with what I feel spiritually, personally, is very strong.
All right,
so you're going
sure.
with the chart and you're using your abilities
that
as well.
That is correct.
All right, so looking at, before we get to November and what could happen, when you look at the charts of Barack Obama and Romney, can you just kind of give us a general sense of are these guys similar in some ways, different in some ways, leadership quality?
You know what I'd like to know, what exactly, when you're looking at a chart, what exactly are you looking at there before you answer that?
Astrological composition, which what we're looking at is for the individual's date of birth, their exact time of birth, and the city where they were born, the planetary snapshot of that moment, the exact planetary position.
Right. It's not as simple as what you read in the astrology. No, this is like, there are like mathematical, it's almost, you have sextiles and oppositions. And
sextiles?
Yes, you do.
Oh, that's one word.
Every energy that invokes an opportunity.
Right, right. So, okay, so looking at both charts, what can you kind of tell us about each of them in a kind of a short sense?
You know, actually, when you're looking at the charts and their energies, the race is going to be very, very close. You know, it's looking to see what will favor one winning over the other. And right now, what we're looking at astrologically, it's going to be such a close race. I'm favoring at this time Mitt Romney to win the election because the planetary energies, they seem to be working more so in his favor for something that will thrust him out into the public and will also be very indicative of a new cycle regarding his profession and his long-term goals.
Okay, so you say very close right now, but are you saying that things can change? It sounds like it's not like...
I think this is a done deal, Nancy.
No.
It's too late.
No.
It's a done deal.
Let me make this clear. One of the first things that I will say with the client, that no matter what we see, we look at possibilities. Nothing is written in stone. I'm looking at what is more favorable right now. Ultimately, at that last minute, whatever happens, that's what's going to happen. Right now, I'm looking at the possibilities, and what I'm seeing is that there's a more favorable win towards Mitt Romney.
Okay. Now, looking at each of their charts, what can you tell us about them?
I think President Obama, one thing that I've always felt strongly about him, that he had the potential to really make a change. I mean, one of his big, you know, talking points when he was running for election, that, you know, he was talking about the era of change. He does have that potential. He does have the possibility to really be a humanitarian, to shift the consciousness of this country. However, I think there are also aspects that makes him a bit of an idealist, that he doesn't necessarily have what it takes to achieve those goals. Mitt Romney, one of the strongest qualities with him, he's very good with communication, articulation. He's very clear with getting his points across. I think he, one of the negative sides, he may be trying to do too much, that his thoughts are not centered, and he can potentially be very scattered.
Up next, jobs and the economy. The numbers are in. They don't look too good. Lots of people are talking about them. You'll hear it next.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Jobs and the economy. A lot of people have this on their minds, including talk host Terry Miners, who here has Senator Mitch McConnell on with his on his program, talking about the jobs report released last Friday.
Jobs is the theme today in a sort of a different light here because of the jobs numbers that were released nationwide. So yeah, I'd like to get your comments on that.
Frankly, pretty depressing figures. I mean, here we are into the fourth year after this recession was supposed to end. And if this is a recovery, it's hardly noticeable. In fact, unemployment nationally actually went up, according to the announcement this morning. And as I say, if this is a recovery, it's the most tepid recovery anyone can remember. In fact, I've looked at a study of past recessions in this country. Every single one of them in the past, the bigger, the deeper the recession, the quicker and more robust the bounce back until this one. And I think it's pretty clear that all of this excess regulation, threatened tax increases, demonization of successful people are all contributing to a kind of environment in which people are not optimistic. So I wish the president would change his rhetoric. I don't think, and what not only his rhetoric, but what he's doing. I mean, I move around not only our state, but around the country a good bit, and every business I run into of all sizes, medium, small, large, publicly held, privately held, all kinds of businesses are all drowning in a sea of federal government regulation. And your natural reaction to that is, if you're being overregulated and you think your taxes are about to go up, is you get cautious and you don't expand. And expansion is the way we get people hired. Very simple.
Now, wouldn't you know what some talk radio callers have to say about the state of the economy, rumors of a double-dip recession, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago, et cetera, et cetera? Let's listen in.
I find it funny that we have a recession when the Republicans are the 1% are spending billions of dollars. So President Obama kept his promise. He brought billions of dollars back to the recession. So I don't see how we have a recession when we got a top 1% willing to spend $1 billion to break him down instead of spending 5 cents to help somebody. Okay. It just don't make sense.
Actually, I would think it would be like a triple dip recession because we originally had a recession in 2008 when Bush was in office, and I think we've already had a double dip recession since President Obama took office, so I'm worried about like a third time going down.
This president, I mean, it's hilarious. He's been in office a good length of time. He told Brazil, as far as oil goes, he wants to be their best customer. Meanwhile, he won't grant permits in the United States on federal lands. And he won't approve the Keystone Pipeline, which would be thousands and thousands of jobs related. He's been in office, and gas prices dropped, 14 cents on the average, but they're three times as high as when he took office. His energy policy it would be a comedy if it wasn't so tragic with Solyndra and all this other stuff. He's got, he spends tax money with his almost criminal, attorney general suing all the states all around the country, tying people up. He doesn't want Boeing to go to, South Carolina because it's not unionized thoroughly. I mean, this man is determined to destroy the economy, maybe not intentionally. But he's either incompetence or because of some bizarre disrespect for capitalism. And he has no concept of what capitalism is, or he just hates
it. Want to be heard? Help yourself to 800-510-8255. We'll get into that in just a few minutes as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
According to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a Barbie zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aqua Velva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aqua Velva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aqua Velva. Men get it.
Aqua Velva.
Now what?
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yorgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Yes, the recession brings out the best and or the worst in us in terms of interpretation of the issue. 800-510-8255. Welcome back to this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The U.S. economy, the outlook has darkened, according to some, because of the jobs report from last week. So we've asked you to call and express yourself. What do you think is the fix? Where are you right now? Are you happy or not? How is it if we use the recession, use the recession as a bellwether or a marker, where does that put us in terms of 4 years ago? Joe in Georgia, your thoughts on the situation, the overall situation, please.
I've been a stock market investor for 50 years and a small business owner, and this to avoid a double dip recession, we need to extend the Bush tax cuts, because at first of the year they're going to have this giant tax increase, and they need to extend them for about 9 months to give the new president, who I think will be Mitt Romney, time to put in his plan for cutting taxes and cutting spending. The reason business is bad, I'm a businessman, people aren't investing because they're so scared of all the regulations, and we need to quit attacking our current president tax business. Mitt Romney will praise business and give investors confidence. So I think the answer is to elect Mitt Romney.
What do you think the answer is? 800-510-8255 to get us out of the situation that we are in. We're talking about the suggestion, mostly idea that we're going back into a recession again. 800-510-8255. Janet.
I think this whole argument about the economy is absolutely stupid. We know why the economy is not better. We know who is stopping it. And we act like we don't know. We didn't get as many jobs as we supposed. How are you going to get jobs when the Republicans say we're going to buy off everybody to make sure that you don't get jobs? We're going to stop you from getting jobs. If you create 10 jobs, we're going to lay off 20 people to make sure that the people will be angry, because because they don't understand what we are doing.
I think you have an idea. Well, that's interesting. Okay, let's get some reaction to that. I'll keep my comments to myself. You on either side, 800-510-8255. Email the Doug at DougStephan.com. This is about expression, free expression, ideas, one way or the other. Are we going into another recession? How do we fix that? Tim's calling from Rhode Island to the countdown.
Historically, the wealthy are undertaxed. Mitt Romney himself paid just under 13% in taxes, plus, and the middle class is being driven out of existence. And basically what we have to do is basically get the middle class back. Basically what we do is first get rid of the Bush tax cuts, make the whole tax burden more equitable, basically across the whole scope, because people with less money, the middle class, and even people who are below the middle class, basically have too much of a tax burden. We also have to get rid of this whole discredited trickle-down situation. People keep repeating that if you tax the rich less, you're going to have more money for everybody else. It simply isn't true because small business is the engine of the economy. Some wealthy create jobs, but overall, basically the wealthy invest, and most wealthy are not creating jobs for everybody else. Basically, as far as the corporations go, incredible amounts of money are being sat on by corporations. The banks will not get credit going again because after the banker bailout, the Congress did not require that the banks get credit flowing again, which is another big reason why the economy is in the state it's in.
Wow. It's interesting how people and their understanding of the economy or economy or taxes. Equality makes for a flat tax, doesn't it? So everybody pays 10% of their income after whatever deductions there may be, or maybe there ought not to be, just a flat tax period. Everybody pays 10% tithing for the government. And where are we addressing the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse? You notice all of the talk about recession seems to be very political and all about tax cuts. Interesting. Randy in Indiana with just focus, I guess, on Congress as I see this.
From day one, have stood in the way, have obstructed, have plotted against this president for whatever reason. I got my own opinion what the reason is, but they did it at the behest of the nation. They do not want this person to receive any type of credit, to the detriment of millions and millions of people that's unemployed.
800-510-8255. That's the problem, the folly of the two-party system. It goes back and forth. It's always about winners and losers, and not about ideas, and not about you. It's always about them. Here's Bob in Louisiana.
He's back up to his old church again. He always is blaming somebody except himself. And the problem is, there's only one person, not one person, but why don't he tell us what he's going to do? He never says what his ideas are about improving the job situation. It's always the Congress is the problem, or somebody else is the problem.
What's the problem? 800-510-8255. In your mind, what is the problem here in terms of our economy? I don't hear too many people with examples. I hear a lot of blaming going on, which is part of the problem of the system, don't you think? 800-510-8255. Continuing now with Ivan in Alabama on Obama and Romney.
If President Obama wins the election, he's going to be faced with the same thing he was faced with the first time out, a do-nothing Congress for at least the first 2 years. And if Mitt Romney wins the election, my gosh, he's coming after your Social Security, your Medicare, your unemployment, and things of that nature. When you speak of a double-dip recession, America is not alone in this world economy. We are connected. The president, the only thing he can do is what? He tries to create jobs. You know, whatever he tries to put forward, Congress always says no. So he's going to be faced with the same things if he's reelected.
Okay.
If Mitt Romney gets in office, yes, he's going to extend. He's going to make the Bush tax cuts permanent, which will continue to hurt our economy, which will continue to destroy the middle class. So my way of solving this, I am in earnest prayer on a daily basis. I read, I research, and I study. And I'll make my decision as to whom I want in office the day of the election.
800-510-8255. This is a serious discussion, and it's really telling to hear the blame being passed around instead of a fix for the problem, which is part of the problem. Tony calling from Florida. You're on the Countdown Live. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, man, it sounds like all our black people are hoodwinked, bamboozled because he's a black president. First of all, if Obama believes that the millionaires should pay more in taxes, he should start by example. If he's got $500 million in the bank, let him give half of that away. And second of all this wasteful spending. We just said, folks, we bought 450 million hollow point bullets. Who are those hollow point bullets for? It's for the people. We don't need hollow point bullets. Also, we have our military guarding cocaine plants in Afghanistan. Burn those fields, bring our people back home. We're wasting money where we don't need to waste money. And it's under this president. And the black people need to wake up and stop following a black leader over a bridge. Wake up, people. This guy is killing this country.
800-510-8255. Frank, another Floridian on the Countdown. Go ahead, Frank.
I'd like to say that based on the recent callers, the problem is the woeful ignorance of the voting American public. They don't understand that Harry Reid and the Democrats control the Congress, and they don't know how basic the political structure is. They don't understand economics. As the schools, I think, is what's destroying this country because we don't know how to govern ourselves because we don't know what our basis of our country is all about.
And do you think that's on purpose or is that just an accident?
I think for many people, over time, it's not a vast conspiracy, but it is on purpose to make people ignorant and keep people ignorant and to pander to people's ignorance and to pander to people's fears. Yes, I think on a lot of politicians' parts that is on purpose, not an accident.
Is the news media a willing co-conspirator?
Oh, what, you asked the question with the answer.
I did, in fact. Thank you for the call. 800-510-8255. Doug Steffen on the Countdown. Continuing your calls on the recession and the blame game that goes on and who can fix it. 16 before the hour.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings. But they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we love their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called CentOS for a Game Changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep, they won us back.
And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends, to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Are you disappointed with the responses or you think they're A-OK? Let us know what you're thinking. We're talking about the budget, the recession that may be coming back again. What are we doing about the price of gasoline ought to be something or in general, all the waste, the fraud. Do you want to cut foreign aid because it goes to countries like Pakistan that are not our friends? All kinds of ways of discussing this. Robert, listening in Kingman, Arizona, the countdown. Go ahead, sir. You're now on the air.
Yeah, I just want to bring people's attention that Barack Obama says he added all these jobs, you know, with construction, road construction, highway jobs. And the problem is a lot of these jobs are all just temporary jobs. Unless you're willing to pack up your family and move with these jobs wherever they go next. And, you know, they put that in as that they added a job for Barack Obama. Well, then a lot of companies are now also, like if you transfer from doing like one highway project to the next highway project, they don't consider you transferred. They consider you rehired. And rehired means you just added another job. Barack Obama added another job, okay? And then these temporary services like SOS, Ally, things like that, if they give you a temporary job where they're paying you $8, $9 an hour to go do a temporary job, most likely that lasts 2 to 3 days or 2 to 3 weeks. Once again, it's a temporary job. You know, all the temporary jobs are getting us nowhere, and that's one of the biggest problems with our unemployment. You know, right. We need to get companies that are willing to bring people in and keep them and give them a reason to stay, and it just seems like it's not happening.
All right, sir. Appreciate your expressions and opinions. Bob in Kansas City. Go ahead, Bob. You're on the countdown.
Yes. This all started some 30 or 40 years ago when big business lobbied Congress to move operations overseas, you know, manufacturing companies. And then when they did that, they closed up their companies over here in the United States. That created the job loss right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ray Charles can see that. You know, this ain't just happened this year or last year.
No, it's been going on. It's been going on. A lot of it's been going on since NAFTA and these trade agreements were passed. Something that in reality we really needed to do, but didn't understand what the consequences were. You can't have it both ways. You can't you can't protect us from foreign trade and still want to trade to foreigners. Doesn't work. And that's the sticky, dicey thing about all of this. Thanks for your call, sir. 800-510-8255. So the job market doesn't look great. A lot of economists have turned more pessimistic. Don't think the U.S. economic growth will accelerate later this year. Is that because the Republicans are trying to screw things up because they want to get Mr. Obama out and Mr. Romney elected? What does it mean to your taxes if either of those two are elected? 51 after on the countdown.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best or less guaranteed.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the continuation of the discussion on the economy, what we're doing, is this an emergency? Is Europe responsible? There are a lot of financial groups in Europe who are sweating what's going on in Spain. They aren't much better off than Greece is. And Germany says we can't keep doing this and stay solvent ourselves. And then there are people who look to us to fix the problem. 800-510-8255. Taxes and expenses and waste. I guess this is, I'm not quite sure whether it's Triker. Triker, go ahead, sir, in Waco.
I see there's two ways that we ought to be able to do taxes. One's 15% flat tax, and tell the government, okay, we're going to pay this 15% flat tax. You take 5% of, well, one-third of what you're getting, you pay on our deficit. You take the other two-thirds, and you run the government on this. Gut spending. Run the government on it. Live with your means. Or the other is we can take and take a 20, and a lot of people holler, well, the rich need to pay more. The rich, okay, let's go to a 20% sales tax. 20% on everything you buy.
Well,
the rich spend money. They blow money. They have it to blow. They're going to pay more if they got to pay 20% on everything that they sell.
They purchase. All right. Interesting thoughts, sir. Thank you for expressing them to us. 800-510-8255. Thought it was interesting. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney was being questioned by reporters about donors. He said, if you can believe this with a straight face, Mitt Romney's donors expect a payoff, whereas President Obama's donors understand that they will not have access to Mr. Obama. So if you're, do you believe that that's how they think it's different? It's part of the problem with the country is that we have too many people expecting privilege because they pay for it through campaign donations, which is another one of our serious problems. Jack's in Jackson, Tennessee, on the countdown right now.
Good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
Appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, caller, you had a few back, you know, talked about the willful ignorance of the American voters. You know, he hit the nail on the head. You know, it seems like two-thirds or 90% even of the callers don't understand how economics and capitalism work. You know, a guy called in a while ago, talked about trickle-down economics didn't work. You know, what trickles up? You know, the guy that I work for is rich. I'm not rich, but I sure don't work for a poor man. And the, you know, the education system, what Louisiana's passing now, they're not calling it a voucher program, but that's what it is. They're calling it a tax savings initiative, something or other. And they're going to pay starting next year for up to 60% of a private school. Basically, they're just going to give parents the right to choose the school that their children go to. And when the nation follows that example and really opens up education and privatizes education and gets rid of these government-run schools where the government raises good citizens instead of good people that can think for themselves, you know, that might be a start in 30, 40 years. You know, we might be able to turn it around. But today, you could make things a whole lot better for me if you would sing your rendition of Great Balls of Fire.
Not on this program, but stay tuned. 800-510-8255. Let's see here. Mark in Virginia and tax cuts.
Mark Haynes, who died about a year and a half ago, was the host of Squawk on the Street, the business channel on CNBC every morning. Lifelong Republican, lifelong advocate for the free market. He had the integrity to come out and say that there is not a, this is a quote, there's not a shred of evidence to show the tax cuts for the wealthy benefit the economy in general. Not a shred. In fact, Barry Kudlow had an ongoing feud with him about it at, in the evening, on his evening show, suggesting that Mark was just trying to help the, mindlessly trying to help the Obama administration by making comments like that. Mark, in turn, challenged Kudlow to come on his show to show the evidence, which Kudlow never did. So anyway, it didn't happen under Bush, too, when he had his tax cuts, and under Reagan, he used Keynesian economics by cutting the taxes on the very wealthy and corporations, taking the United States from the world's largest creditor nation with just under $1 trillion in debt to $2.5 trillion when he left.
All right. Some pretty interesting. Actually, this has been one of the most stimulating hours in terms of your calls I've had for quite a long time. Thank you all very much for your measured, intelligent, articulate input in most cases. The options are you call or you don't call. I'm glad you took the option to call and express yourself. That's what this is all about. The world of talk radio is about opinion, expression, sometimes some facts. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Can